Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. Your number two burns the hair in my nose, but we fought hand in paw. Now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Fuck you, word nerds. How's everybody doing? I am your host, Spencer, and this is episode F234. And if you couldn't tell, of course, this is the fuck episode. And if you're watching the video, you see I have a lovely guest here in person in the office. This is Sharon. Say hi, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
What's your favorite word in the world, Sharon?
Fuck.
You are correct. It is. I don't know. Is there anything you want to say about this word, or should we just get into it? And
it's a great fucking word.
It's a great fucking word.
That's all I can fucking say.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into it. The first word is not a fuck word. It is fuchsin or fuchsine, spelled F-U-C-H-S-I-N or S-I-N-E. This is a noun from 1865. It is a dye that is produced by oxidation of a mixture of aniline and toluidines? What the hell is that word? Toluidines.
Your guess is as good as mine.
And it yields a brilliant bluish red. Well, wouldn't that just be purple? I have never heard of this. It is from the new Latin word fuchsia, which we had at the end of the previous episode. And it's just from its color, which, you know, the fuchsia color is a very, like, bright, reddish-pinkish kind of thing, right?
Right.
Right. Sharon, can you please say the word fuck?
Fuck.
Better than that.
Fuck!
It's fantastic. All right, that will be the sound effect for this episode. All right, the next word...
I want to change it up each time
I
say it. Okay.
That's required.
All right.
Of course. The next word is the first form of the word...
Fuck!
This one. This is the verb from circa 1503. Can you imagine people from the 1500s saying fuck?
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. All right. Number one. This one is usually obscene. And the synonym is copulate. Sharon, what does that make you think of?
Makes me think of fucking.
Literally, that is what this is. This is the word, the verb fuck, which is fucking and copulating. And I don't know, usually obscene, that seems a little judgy.
I think, yeah, that's, I mean, maybe if you're in the 1500s, that would be considered obscene. Now it's, you know.
It's just normal.
A normal, pleasurable part of life.
Yeah. And I think back in the 1500s, while the word may be obscene, I think everybody was fucking.
Everyone's always been fucking.
Everyone's always been fucking. That's literally why we are here, because people be fucking. Number two, do you want to read any of these or should I just read them?
You can read them.
Okay. Number two is usually vulgar. Ooh, hold your ears, earmuffs. The synonym here is the number three definition for the word mess. And this is usually used with the word with. So fuck with, mess with. Sharon, have you ever fucked with a person?
I fuck with you all the time. I love fucking with people.
That is like maybe just what defines you as you. It's just fucking with people. Right?
One of the things.
One of the many things. That's true. I forgot to say that those two definitions were intransitive, and now we have transitive, which might be similar. Number one, usually obscene. It is to engage in coitus with. Don't you love these very proper terms for things like this? To engage in coitus with, and this is sometimes used interjectionally with an object, to express anger, contempt, or disgust. And examples, I guess, would be a personal or reflexive pronoun. I wish they gave me an example. Do you know what that means?
With an object?
Sometimes used interjectionally with an object, like a personal or reflexive pronoun. So, like...
Like you fucking you, fuck?
Maybe. Or like, fuck you.
Or fuck you,
I guess. To express anger, contempt, or disgust. Yeah. That, I think that makes sense.
Okay. When you said object, I was thinking vibrator at
That's
first.
What I was thinking, too, at first. But then I realized it says the object, like the object of a sentence.
Gotcha.
Right? Yeah. Come on, dictionary. Be more fucking clear. Number two is usually vulgar, and it is to deal with unfairly or harshly, and the synonyms are cheat and screw. Like...
To fuck someone over.
Right? Mess with them, fucking them over, unfairly or harshly... but I don't know. I think, yeah, I guess if you fuck him over, then that's like...
Fuck him up.
Punch him in the face. Fuck up their face. okay. Now it is time for the etymology. And I'm sure that there's a ton more etymology for this word. So I'll put a link in the show notes or something. But this is akin to the Dutch word fokken, which means to breed, but specifically to breed cattle. So the Dutch people were saying fucking when they were breeding their cattle. also from the Swedish dialect word foka, which means to copulate. So I guess that's where we got the word fuck from.
The dictionary does not lie.
Never. it's literally impossible for the dictionary to lie. Well, we have now reached the next word, and it's time for the sound effect.
Fuck!
Oh, this is the best episode ever. By the way, at some point, either intermixed in this episode, or at some point, you're gonna see and hear a whole range of people saying this word. I don't know how I'm gonna put all that together, but I'm gonna figure it out. okay, now we have the second form of fuck, which is a noun from 1680. Number one is usually obscene, and it is an act of copulation. So the previous one was the verb, let's go fucking, but this one is the noun,
do you want to fuck?
I think that would be still be the verb though, right?
Hmm.
An act of copulation, so like, oh, we just did a fuck? No. how do you use this one in a sentence? A noun.
That's so sexy.
Yeah.
We just did a fuck. Let's see. So if you have the sentence, fuck you, you fucking fuck, which one is the noun?
Well, you the last one, you
yes,
fucking
fuck.
Fuck. But that's about a person, which maybe we'll get to that in a second, and not the act of copulation. I don't like this one. This one doesn't make any sense to me.
Just take it out of the dictionary.
Right. I'm sure there's some other way to use it. But we have also number two, which is also usually obscene because...
They're all obscene.
They are, really. I mean, every single one of these is because people's ears are so gentle. This one is a sexual partner. Ooh.
Fuck buddy.
Yeah, that's a good example. A buddy who you fuck. I'm trying to think of just like a, they were my fuck. Like, I don't know. We don't use the
word.
You
were the best fuck.
That's a good one. Yeah. I think that's good here. Yeah. A sexual partner. Oh, were you telling me that I was the best? Oh, that's so nice of you. I know you're lying. Now we have 3A. This is usually vulgar. And the synonym is the number two definition for damn. Now, would this be like, not like, oh, damn, but like, I don't know, I guess it's related.
D-A-M?
D-A-M-N.
It's,
Which, of course, is, you know, probably the scariest of all of the swear words to some people. I do want to look up what the actual definition, that second definition is for that word. It's the noun one. It is a minimum amount or degree of what you care or consider. The least bit. Like, I don't give a damn. Like, I don't give a fuck. I have lost... I don't give any more fucks because...
I have no fucks left to give.
That one, yeah, so that's what that one is. Number 3B is usually vulgar, again. And it just says that it's used especially with the word the as a meaningless intensive. As it, meaningless? As in, what the fuck do they want from me? That's a good quote. So it's just a word, just to throw in to your sentences. You've never done this before, I'm sure.
Never.
You never throw in the word fuck.
only as often as I fucking can.
Yeah. What the fuck do they want from me? If you couldn't tell, I think one of the best things about this word, Sharon,
it's a noun. It's a verb. It's an adjective. It's an adverb. It is the most useful word in all the English fucking language.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah, it is. fuck the fucking fucks. I remember in high school, my dad found out about like some number that you could call. Mm-hmm. And it would literally just be like a recording of like a very proper guy talking about the word fuck and all the different uses of it and example sentences and how it's all a noun, a verb, and everything. And I ended up printing the phone number on pieces of paper and like putting them up in the school.
Should we call that number?
I think somebody made a video, like an animation to the audio. So I'll see if I can find it on YouTube and put it in the show notes.
Okay.
But yeah, it was pretty great. I was like, this is the best thing ever. So finally, we now have number 4 for the noun of fuck, which is, again, usually vulgar. And the synonym is fucker, which...
You fucker.
You goddamn fucker. We'll get to that one shortly. All right, so that was the noun. This thing is a fuck. Your partner is a fuck. You did a fuck with your fuck partner. You don't give no fucks. And what the fuck do they want from me? All right, sound effect again.
Fuck!
Yeah, nice and loud. Next we have, this is a good one, fucked up. 2 words with a hyphen, adjective from 1939. I don't think I'm saying the word fuck enough in this episode. I need to say it more often.
Aren't there restrictions on how many times you can say fuck on YouTube?
Probably.
Okay.
This, not that it would be monetized anyway, but this episode will definitely not be monetized. This is the adjective, and it is usually vulgar, and it means thoroughly confused, disordered, or damaged. Oh my god, I'm feeling so fucked up right now, because I'm so confused, disordered, or damaged. What makes you feel fucked up in that context?
Too much alcohol, not enough sleep. There's a lot of things that can make me feel fucked up.
And usually it's not the greatest feeling, but I guess certain times, maybe it's not the worst.
Normally, yes, you would say it to, you know, state that you are not exactly feeling 100%.
Yeah, yeah. But every once in a while, some people might be like, oh my god, I'm so fucked up right now. And they're like, they're loving it.
Yes, that is true.
I've never said that. sound effect, please.
Fuck!
The next word is fucker. Here we go. So this was the synonym for the number 4 noun fuck. This is a noun from 1598. Say it with me.
That fucker Ray. Oh, sorry.
That's fucking perfect. But say it with me now. It is usually vulgar. Nailed it.
I didn't know if you were going to go vulgar or obscene.
I realized that halfway through me doing that. Yeah. So this is one that fucks is a fucker.
A fucker. That makes pretty much most of us. We're all fuckers.
Yeah, we're all fuckers. Most of us, you know, there are people who are not into doing the action of fucking.
They're missing out.
The copulating, you know, but they're like, I'm not into that.
It's not for everyone.
But it's definitely not for everyone, but it is for most of us. Just one that fucks. I don't know. It's just a funny phrase. But like, yeah, when you say, you know, that fucker Ray, which is a phrase from the new Twin Peaks season.
Season 3,
a.k.a. The Return. I don't think it's being used as one that fucks. You know, it's like it's a, just a different
form. More like
form.
Asshole.
Yeah.
Like, you fucker. Yeah, I think when most people use fucker, it's like, you asshole, you piece of shit, kind of like that.
Right.
But more, it's just more weighty. It's a more hefty way of saying it than asshole.
Right, right. Way more weighty. But I guess the people who wrote the dictionary didn't want to put in something like that. They were like, we're just going to go very literal and say, fucker is one who fucks.
I mean, that is what it was.
That's it.
And then it, you know, words, they change meaning, they have new meanings, so.
They evolve, they change.
Yeah.
But now I think there should be, like, a comic book villain called the Fucker.
The Fucker,
who
great.
Just fucks everything up.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You get so fucked up from the fucker. By the way, this one, fucker, is often used as a generalized term of abuse. You fucker. Sound effect time.
Fuck!
The next word is fucking. It's not the verb, it's the adjective or the adverb. From 1893, usually vulgar, and the synonym is damned. And this one is used as an intensive, like,
you're going to fucking hell.
Go to fucking hell, jump off a fucking cliff, do your fucking laundry, do your fucking homework, do your fucking dishes.
Do your fucking worst.
Do your fucking worst. Let's see what your fucking worst is. Yeah, that's a good one. I really enjoy putting the word fuck in the middle of a word.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah, that's a good one. Fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah.
What's another good one? Rye-fucking-noceros. I don't think we're doing that enough in that form.
Such a commonly used phrase.
Yeah. Okay, so we did fucking... another sound effect. I think it's time for that.
Fuck! I don't know what that was. Was like if a horse... If Mr. Ed said that's, fuck, that's what it would sound like.
Fuck!
Fuck you, Wilbur!
That was... They cut that scene out.
They did.
When the horse said, fuck you, Wilbur. I was literally thinking Mr. Ed as well. Because we are of a certain age. Okay, the next word is fuck off. It's an intransitive verb from 1929. And, I think when that was when the stock market crashed. I think that was in 1929. So everybody was like, fuck off my stocks. Fuck those fucking stocks. This one is usually vulgar. The synonym is scram. And it is usually used as a command.
Wow. Fuck off and scram. That's another example of a much weightier version of saying, you know, get out of here.
Yeah. Is that literally, have you heard people say fuck off and scram? Or just...
Not
no,
usually
but that's,
together, no.
No, but that's it. That's what it is. It's like, yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Give me a good one with using fuck off.
Fuck off.
Yeah, that's a good one. Give me another sound effect, too.
Fuck.
All right. Yeah, you got one more coming. The next word, the last of the fuck words, is fuck up. Now, this one says that it is an intransitive verb, but I would also like to throw in that this one, or it's a verb because it's both, but I would also like to throw in that it's a noun as well. How would you use that as a noun?
A fuck up. A fuck up. A mistake.
A mistake. Or a person could be a fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if, if you said like, Spencer, he's such a fuck up, is that... A noun, or would that be an adjective?
That'd be a noun.
Noun?
Yeah, yeah. Like, the adjective would be, all that fucking Spencer.
Okay.
Yeah. something like that. But yeah, that one would be a noun. That Spencer's a fuck up.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but fuck up verb, intransitive, it's from 1942. It's usually vulgar. I've never seen usually vulgar or obscene so many times in a little section like this. This is to act foolishly or stupidly, and the synonym is blunder. Oh, I fucked up when I pissed my pants. I fucked up.
It's okay.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
It happens to everyone once in their life, though, not usually in their 40s.
Yeah, yeah. Now we have transitive, which is also usually vulgar, and it is to ruin or spoil, especially through stupidity or carelessness, and the synonym is bungle. Have you ever fucked up anything in your life?
No, I'm perfect.
Yep. I think so. Fuck up. Oh, here. Actually, it's here. All one word. It's a noun. Usually vulgar. There we go. So if you are blundering, bungling, doing stupid things, careless or foolish, then you would be a fuck up. All right. I'm glad that they did actually put that in here in that other form. You know, before we see you out, and, you know, because I'll finish the rest of this, which is not nearly as fun because there's no more fucks in this episode.
No more fucks to give.
Nope. What else would you like to say about the word fuck?
I just think it's the most perfect word, and if I had a dollar for every time I've used it in my life, I think I would have more money than Elon Musk.
Yeah.
That fucker.
Who is giving out these dollars for when people say fuck? That's what I want to know. How can we get somebody to give us dollars every
time
we say
fuck? If only my parents started a swear jar when I was a wee.
And then set it aside for you.
And then set it aside for me.
And put it in an account that got interest.
I would be able to retire by now, yeah.
Because you were saying fuck a lot when you were a wee toddler.
You know what? It was the 80s. I watched The Breakfast Club and Stand By Me and all those movies. Yeah. They had a lot of swear words, and I loved to use them.
Do you have a specific memory of your parents telling you, like, not to swear or certain...
I didn't use it around them. I used it around my friends.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't stupid.
Because you knew.
I knew it was a bad word.
Yeah, and that they didn't allow it in the house.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. Do you, like,
when... Although it was mostly just my mom, because my parents were divorced, so I didn't see
most
my dad
of your time
too often.
Yeah.
And she was busy, you know, working multiple jobs and taking care of two kids, and I was a latchkey kid. I raised myself.
For sure. Which is why you're so fucking great.
Or so fucked up.
I mean, they could be both the same thing. Do you remember, like, when you first said fuck in front of your mom?
I think it was last weekend.
Yeah, that's actually possible.
She was not happy with me, no.
But I think, like, in the recent years, you've started to say that in front of her more, or just swear in front of her in general, and I remember her not liking it, but now she's like, oh, like, what the fuck
she's
can
like,
I do?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. She's probably said
Sharon's
it a
gonna
times.
Be Sharon.
Yeah. Sharon's gonna Sharon. I'm trying to think of, like, anything. There's such a big word. I do want to say that I did reach out to somebody, a past guest, to see if they would send me a video about, you know, them saying this word, like I did with a lot of other people. And he respectfully declined. He said, I don't like that word. I don't like to swear. Mm. And he's basically said, like, I just think people need to try and find other words to use or be more creative or, you know, not go to, like, this low base level of language. And I was like, hey, I respect that. Like, I get that people could, or I agree that people could be more creative with their word usage. But I really like the word.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, too. But also, you know, when you say a swear word, I think it releases, like, a certain amount of, like, endorphins, or it just kind of makes you feel good. It kind of gets a little bit of a release out of you if you are having any anger or frustration. And so I think it could be a positive thing. And also, there are a lot of articles that I've seen that say people who swear tend to be of higher intelligence than people who don't. So
obviously,
Whether or not that's actually true, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I want to believe that it is.
I want to believe that, too. I've definitely told people that. And I said, fuck you, you fucking idiot. I'm smarter than you. What was I going to say? Yeah, I've heard that study before. I was going to bring that up. There was something else you said that reminded me. There's Marc Maron's podcast, which I think is ending in the next couple of months. And that's called WTF, which is what the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I know he intros all of his episode like, hey, what the fuckers, what the fuck buddies, all that. And we just watched a movie last night where people on multiple occasions said, what the fuck? And I feel like that should, I want to hear that more in movies. And I'm really glad that they put it in multiple times in that movie. Because there are so many times where I'm watching, I'm like, that character in real life would have absolutely said, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I want them to say it more.
Yeah. Sometimes you can't even control it.
Like, oh, no.
You know, if something jarring happens or something insane happens in front of you, it's kind of almost like, you know, without thinking, you're just like, what the fuck? Like, mm-hmm. It's just, you know, an unconscious response.
Yeah.
Almost.
And the other one I think that I do unconsciously is Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I actually don't really say that.
No.
I just kind of go, fuck.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I have my favorite that I stand by.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck? What the fucking A? Anyway, this is the best word, I think. And I wish I could have made this episode even more epic, but having this fucking one here is pretty fucking epic, so I'm very happy with that.
Because I actually allowed you to have me on camera. Or allowed myself to be on camera.
Yeah.
This was a first.
That was a big fucking deal.
It is a big fucking deal.
I appreciate it. Otherwise, I was going to put you in the corner over there off camera, but we'd still hear you.
I thought that would be a little weird, so.
Well, yeah, it would have been. So thank you for doing this.
You're welcome,
and any last fucking words?
Fuck you, you fucking fucks.
Fuck you, you fucking fucks. And with that, I'm going to make Sharon disappear. Are you ready?
Yep.
Where did she go? What? How did that happen? Okay, well, now that she's gone, she only wanted to stay, or I really suggested just stay for the fuck words. And I'm going to now, let's adjust this camera back to where it's supposed to be. That looks pretty good. Pretty good. Does it need to go a little further, maybe? Sure, why not? Okay, cool. Now the camera is pretty close back to where it normally is. And let's now do the rest of the words in this episode. Maybe I went too far with the thing. I don't know. It's close enough. All right. Fuck. The next word is fucoid. F-U-C-O-I-D. This is the first form. It is an adjective from 1839. It is relating to or resembling the rock weeds. And for some reason, my brain, because we've have been having so many fuck words and saying fuck so much, that I really wanted to say resembling the fuck weeds. But that's obviously wrong. Relating to or resembling the rock weeds, what are the rock weeds? Are these weeds plants that grow on rocks? Fucoid. All right, well, let's move on, because maybe we can learn a little bit more.
My friend Spencer Parks has a podcast called The Dictionary, and he's asked people to say fuck. I assume he's at the letter F.
Fuck? The next word is the second form of fucoid. It is a noun from circa 1841. This is a fucoid seaweed or fossil. Well, a seaweed seems like it could be a rockweed. Maybe it's growing on the rock in the water. But also, a fossil? A fossil is a fucoid. Maybe it's in the water. Why are we even talking about the water? The seaweed is what made me think of the water. But maybe just any fossil is fucoid. Maybe there are some more words coming up in this episode that are related, but I gotta say, at this point, I am very confused on fucoid. I just am. All right, now, moving on to...
Fuck.
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 Fuck! The next word is fucose or fucose, F-U-C-O-S-E. This is a noun from circa 1909. It is an aldose sugar that occurs in bound form in the dextrorotatory form in various glycosides and in the levorotatory form in some brown algae or algae, and in mammalian polysaccharides typical of some blood groups. Wow, that was a lot of stuff. So, let's see if we can break this down a little bit. I mean, I will never understand this fully, but we can reorder the words a little bit. So, it's a type of sugar. This fucose is a type of sugar that in various glycosides, it is in... I'm so confused by this. It occurs in bound form in the dextrorotatory form. It's like a double form. It's the dextrorotatory form in various glycosides, but also it's in the bound form. And then also in some brown algae, it is in the levorotatory form. And of course, I have no idea what those words mean, although maybe I learned dextrorotatory and I just don't remember it. And
at Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's typical in some blood groups, and it's in mammalian polysaccharides and all those fun things. So this is from the Latin fucus, which did we have something else about fucus? I can't remember, but we do have a related word coming up, it looks like. So we'll get to maybe learn a little bit more about fucus. I've heard some people, I probably said this before, maybe for the word focus, I've heard some people who are not native English speakers, and they've said the word focus, and it comes off like, fuck us, and I just think it's endearing and cute and funny, fuck us, because it's the word fuck. They're saying the word fuck, but they don't mean to. All right, let's move on to...
Do you want to get in a car with me that's full of dog hair?
Oh, fuck no.
Fuck?
Fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck!
Now we have fucoxanthin. Fucoxanthin. F-U-C-O-X-A-N-T-H-I-N. Fucoxanthin, noun from 1873. This is a brown carotenoid pigment, C40H60O6, occurring especially in the chloroplasts of brown algae or algae or algae. Yep, it's a pigment thing. Fucoxanthin.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck. Next we have fucus. Now this one is spelled F-U-C-U. C-U? What if we said all the letters like that? A, B, K, D. Anyway, F-U-C-U-S. The Latin version is fucus, and we here in English say fucus, similar to mucus. But this fucus word is a noun from 1591. Number one is obsolete, and it is a face paint. So an old style of face paint was called a fucus? Interesting. Number two is any of a genus, also called fucus or fucus. It is of leathery marine brown algae of rocky intertidal zones that are a source of algin and have been used as fertilizer. All right, so now we got this this seaweed type of stuff coming again. So before we had fucoid, which is maybe a fucoid seaweed, a seaweed that is related to or resembling the rock weeds. And so it's a leathery marine brown algae or algae of rocky intertidal zones. So these are zones in the water that have some sort of tides, intertidals. Maybe the tides are just in the area where the rocks are.
Wow.
They're a source of algin. You can get algin from these things. These fucuses. And they're sometimes used as fertilizer, maybe because they have so many nutrients in them. But broadly, any of various brown algae. And it says compare to rockweed. So, yep, there's rockweed again. Whatever that is, don't know. Okay, let's see. Let's look at the etymology. Yep, it is a Latin word, fucus, which means seaweed, or archil, A-R-C-H-I-L, or also the dye obtained from archil. And, you know, that's probably connected to the face paint, the old face paint thing. But what is archil? Archil. We're going way back here. A-R-C-H-I-L is what we're looking for. Here's archil, a violet dye obtained from lichens, and also a lichen that yields archil. So there we go. Also, you know, it dye. So the lichens maybe are violet colored, and then they were like, hey, we can take that color and put it in things, maybe paint and face paint. Any other etymology from the Greek phycos, and that's pretty much it. I think there's probably a number of words, phyto with a PH, phytoplankton, phyto, things like that are, you know, I'm sure they're connected to this. They gotta be. All right, well, that was fucus, and that was also the last F-U-C word, and now we are going to go to...
Fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck. It's now the word FUD, F-U-D. It's not Elmer Fudd, that's two D's, and that's just the last name. Does anybody in the real world have the last name FUD? So, FUD is a noun from 1913... And the synonym is Fuddy Duddy, which will be later this episode.
Fuck.
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 Fuck. F-U-D, all caps. Abbreviation for fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Now, what context are we using this in? I'm going to look up if I can find my keys. When would you use the abbreviation FUD? Let's see. Fear, uncertainty, and doubt is a manipulative propaganda tactic used in technology sales, marketing, public relations, politics, polling, and cults. FUD is generally a strategy to influence perception by disseminating negative and dubious or false information, and is a manifestation of the appeal to fear. Oh, wow. I mean, I don't at all do technology sales, marketing, public relations, politics, polling, and cults. I don't do cults. So I have never heard of this, but, you know, I can see how this would be a, what's the word I'm looking for? I mean, yes, it's a tactic, effective tactic. Fear, uncertainty, doubt. So, like, yeah, if you're trying to sell something all of those areas that this is used, if you show people, make them afraid, make them uncertain about themselves or an aspect about themselves or their lives, make them doubt themselves, then you can really fuck with their brains. And that's not nice, you know? I'm not a big fan of these sort of like really, really capitalistic stuff. I mean, that's part of it. That's a big part of it because, you know, sales, marketing, public relations, politics, but it's almost all about money. Cults is, that's a whole other ball of wax. Anyway, that's FUD. Never heard of that one. Be aware of FUD. Try to be like, are they trying to use FUD on me? Maybe let's try and to just use our brain a little bit more. Use our common sense and be like, I am not going to be affected by your FUD. All right, moving on. Two.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck. The next word is fuddle. It's like puddle with an F. Fuddle. Verb from 1588. And first is intransitive. The synonyms are booze and tipple. So it's a verb. So you are boozing. I don't know tipple. Tippling. Let me just go to the bar and tipple a bit. I will do a bit of tippling. But it's fuddle. I'm going to go fuddling, drinking my alcohol. All right, this one I have never heard of before. But we also have transitive, which is number one. To make drunk, the synonym is intoxicate. So the bartenders are fuddling you because they are making you drunk when you order drinks. When you order alcoholic drinks, they're like, here is an alcoholic drink that you ordered. And now go do some fuddling. Okay. Intoxicate. I mean, obviously, the bartender is maybe a little bit of a weird example, but, you know, the drink itself is fuddling you, making you drunk. Okay, when you tip it back into your mouth, you are fuddling yourself. Number two is to make confused. The synonym is muddle with an M. The example is corridors, archways, recesses, combined to fuddle any sense of direction. And that is a quote from Elizabeth Bowen. All right, so we're not in the alcoholic world, but maybe this came about because when people do get intoxicated, very boozed up and tippled, then when they're drunk, they're like, I'm confused, I'm walking in weird ways, I don't know where I'm going, right? Things get a little weird. Maybe the room is spinning or something. And so I would suspect that's sort of where this came from. But, you know, maybe there's other forms. Muddle, I would be curious to know the etymology of muddle. Like, everything's muddled up. I'm getting all this information from all these different places. It's all muddled up in my brain. I've gotten all fuddled. What was Elizabeth Bowen talking about? Corridors, archways, and recesses combined to fuddle any sense of direction. It's almost like a maze of these hallways and archways, and you're like, I don't know where to go. I don't know what I'm in. What place is this? There is a building in California. It's like the famous Winchester House, right? And they made a movie about it, which I heard was not very good. And, very fictionalized, I believe. But I would love to go visit the Winchester House at some point because it is literally designed to fuddle the spirits, the haunted spirits, the spirits that are supposedly haunting the place. It is designed to fuddle them, confuse them on where to go. There's stairways that go nowhere and lots of other things. So maybe Elizabeth Bowen was talking about the Winchester House and how everything is all fuddled up. This word, origin unknown. Fuck. Fuck.
Fuck. Fuck. Oh, what the fuck? Fuck. Are you fucking serious? Holy fucking shit.
Fuck that. The last word is fuddy-duddy. F-U-D-D-Y dash or hyphen D-U-D-D-Y. Fuddy-duddy. Fuddy-duddy, fuddy-duddy. I'm such a fuddy-duddy. This is a noun from circa 1904. One that is old-fashioned, unimaginative, or conservative. Oh, there's lots of fuddy-duddies out there. Whoo! Oh, yes. And in 1904, the people, well, we should say this, the origin is unknown, so somebody made it up, probably some young 20-year-old something who was like, yeah, man, we're now in the 20th century. We're living in the future with horses driving us around. No, we've had those for a while. What was new in 1904? I don't know. Barely cars. I guess. But hey, yeah, all those fuddy-duddies who are old and still living in the past in the 19th century, they're such fuddy-duddies. But it doesn't take very long for you yourself to become a fuddy-duddy. You live long enough and you end up being old-fashioned, unimaginative, or conservative, because there's always new people coming up, new things for them to be aware of, and you are not cool anymore. And so I 100% am a fuddy-duddy to a whole couple of generations younger than me. Ah, you young people. You know what? I try to stay a little afloat of what's new and hip, but not at all. I try to be semi-aware, but it's very difficult, and I cannot put the time and the energy to not be a fuddy-duddy. So I will accept my fuddy-duddiness, and I look forward to becoming even more of a fuddy-duddy as I get older and losing touch with what's hip and cool in the world. I'm just going to do whatever I think is hip and cool, which I guess might be reading the dictionary. Maybe those young people. Let's bring in the young people. Maybe they need to listen to me read the dictionary, because maybe that's super duper cool and not fuddy-duddy at all. Fuddy-duddy is also an adjective. And then, of course, you know, I'm in the middle range of ages, and so there's a whole lot of people older than me who are even more fuddy-duddy than me. They're the fuddy-duddiest. Okay, what? Hey, let's pick a word of the episode. Whew, this is gonna be good. Today we had fuchsin, fuck, fuck, fucked up, fucker, fucking, fuck off, fuck up, fucoid, fucoid, fucose, fucoxanthin, fucus, fud, F-U-D, fuddle, and fuddy-duddy. I mean, I'm really kind of tempted to pick fuddy-duddy, but I don't know if I can do that. I think I might need to pick one of these fuck words, because, I mean, come on, this is the fuck episode. Let's see, which one? There's a couple of good two-word phrases here that I particularly enjoy. I really like fucked up. I really like fuck off. I really like fuck up. Which one should we pick? I don't know. Maybe just fuck off. I think that's a good one. Fuck off, you fucking fucker. Get out of my face. I want you to fuck off. Get out of my face. Fuck off with your fuddy-duddy politics. Fuck off. All right. That was great. Hey, everybody. We did the fuck episode. I mean, this was a long time coming. This was a big one. You know, when I would tell people I'm reading the dictionary in a podcast form, on multiple occasions, people were like, what are you going to do when you get to the word fuck? And I was like, I don't know, I got to do something. It wasn't nearly as epic as I would have liked it to be. But, you know, I don't have the ability to get some super famous person, you know, like Samuel L. Jackson would have been great. Even, you know, Mark Maron, because he loves the word fuck. There's countless other people who would have been amazing. But having my wife Sharon on for half of the episode was awesome, because she don't give a fuck, and she is funny and also really nice to look at. I want to look at her as often as I can. And also, you know, at some point there probably is a whole bunch of videos of people saying fuck, so I want to thank everybody who sent in videos. There's probably, I don't know, 15 or so, 20, I don't know, something like that. And so I'll figure out how to put those into the episode somehow. And you know what? I'm grateful that you have joined for the fuck episode. I wish you all a good fuck to you. Go be a fucker and try not to fuck up. And yeah, that's it. Thank you so much for checking out this fucking podcast. This is Spencer dispensing information. Fuck off. Yeah, that's it. Fuck off!
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.